The problems of doing business in Africa are compounded by the slowing of the international economy. An American company called Rising Data Solutions opened Ghana's first call center just a few years ago. The founders saw it as a win-win, a chance to break into a market dominated by India and the Philippines while helping Africans to better jobs and better lives. The company is still committed to that goal, but as Laura Lynch reports from Accra, it hasn't been easy.
Is this the sound of prosperity for Ghana? It may well be for the young woman sitting at this computer, busily transcribing messages onto a screen for a client in the United States. Inside the operations room at Rising Data Solutions, a few dozen workers are bent over their keyboards, tapping away. The company's been here for 5 years, and Managing Director Ken Bone admits there are some challenges.
The education is a bit wanting in terms of relative to kind of the developed world. But you know, most of the guys and girls that work for us are college-educated, computer-literate, computer-savvy. It's a little less here because they just hadn't had exposure to as much computing as we do.
And so the company trains people like Mildred Apadinioko and motivates them with the promise of better pay and bonuses.
I didn't really take typing very seriously, but when I got here, I had to improve on it every single day.
We expand.
Bone shows off an empty space about the size of a tennis court that he's hoping to fill in the months and years to come if the business is successful. It has struggled. A few years ago, a founder predicted the workforce would rise to 5,000 by now. But in recent months, Rising Data has cut 40 jobs, leaving its Ghana workforce at just 100. Initial efforts to use it as a call center weren't a success, so now it does a lot of data entry and transcription. Right now, the company has 4 U.S. clients, and it's hoping to soon sign a contract with a financial institution in Britain. Bone says he can't sell clients on cost. It's actually more expensive here than in India or the Philippines, where he used to work. So instead, his sales pitch is based on quality and an appeal to a company's conscience.
So there's a certain need in Africa for someone to come in here and try to create jobs. Instead of making a 50% gross profit, well, maybe we'll only make a 20% gross profit. But it will be a profit, and therefore it is a business.
And in this business, Bone points out it's important to offer clients stability. He's quick to bring up the recent attacks in Mumbai, a hub of India's call center industry, comparing that to Ghana's peaceful, stable democracy. But he has another, more personal reason to push ahead here.
We used to be the innovators. Everyone looked up to Americans, and we were the most productive society, and all this sort of stuff. And now, you know, we're failing just like everyone else. And we're, in fact, we led the failure of the financial industry. And if we didn't come over here and start creating these jobs, what would Africa think of America?
More to the point for the company, though, is what America thinks of Africa. Bone isn't making any grand predictions. He hopes the company will be able to hire 1,000 to 2,000 more people in the next 5 years. If all goes well, he sees other companies moving in, creating thousands more jobs. Amana Kukula started here as a call center operator. Now a training assistant, she's hoping the industry does grow.
Because there's so many unemployed young people. You come out of school, there are no jobs. You finish high school, you want to do something for about 5 months before you go to university. And so I think it would be great. It would help out a lot of young people, unemployed young people, yes.
The company's website describes Ghana as a diamond in the rough for outsourcing. For years, the country has relied on its natural resources, gold, cocoa, timber, and more recently, oil. Now one company sees new promise in its people, along with a potential for profit. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Accra.